With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Trump campaign is cashing in Friday. President Trump said his campaign had received about $39 million in small-dollar donations since he was convicted Thursday. Major Republican donors, meanwhile, rallying behind the former president, pledging millions of dollars of support for his bid to return to the White House. At one point Thursday, the main donation site crashed due to excessive traffic. On social media, independent voters were saying they will now vote for President Trump following what they described as a politically motivated trial. Tennessee residents Marsha Wilson and Kathy Price, who were visiting Philadelphia's Independence Hall, say they're standing behind President Trump.
People will back him. Yes. Yes.
He's for our country.
Yes.
He is for the country, and he is doing all he can for the country. And we believe this.
Yes.
That's why we stand behind him. We believe many other people will, too.
Also at SRNNews.com, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has left the Democrat Party and registered as an independent. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more on the story.
Manchin pulled the plug on his affiliation with the Democrats, citing partisanship on both sides of the aisle, posing what he sees as a threat to democracy. Posting on X, he writes, quote, "To stay true to myself and remain committed to put the country before party, I have decided to register as an independent with no party affiliation and continue to fight for America's sensible majority." Manchin is not running for re-election to his Senate seat this year and signaled this week he will not seek to reclaim his old job as governor of West Virginia. Bob Agnew reporting.
Congress invites Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to deliver an address at the U.S. Capitol. The visit would provide a show of wartime support for their longtime ally. Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he expects the visit before lawmakers leave for the August recess. This is SRN News. A pair of pro-life pregnancy centers are off the hook.
Washington State is dropping its investigation of the clinics after accusing them of violating the Consumer Protection Act. A lawyer for the center says, quote, "The Constitution protects all pro-life organizations' right to freely speak their beliefs and exercise their faith." Several states and localities have taken pro-life pregnancy centers to court, claiming they cannot claim to offer pregnancy services unless they perform abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite intense criticism in the mainstream media, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker says he has no regrets about expressing his beliefs in a recent commencement speech. He condemned abortion and the queer trans lifestyle last month at a college in Kansas. Speaking at a Catholic gathering recently, he said at the outset many people expressed a shocking level of hate, but as days went on, even those who disagreed shared support. This is SRN News. Tesla is recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt warning system.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says on certain vehicles, seatbelt reminder signals that you can see and hear were not going off when they were supposed to. Now, here are the vehicles being recalled. Some 2012 through 2024 Model S, 2015 through 2024 Model X, 2017 through 2023 Model 3, and some 2020 through 2023 Model Y vehicles. Tesla isn't aware of any collisions, deaths, or injuries because of this. I'm Rita Foley.
A major heat wave is headed for the western U.S. The National Weather Service is predicting an early summer heat wave that will start next week from northern Arizona to southern Washington, with excessive heat forecast for California's Central Valley and Nevada's Great Basin. More details at SRNNews.com.